This is Sound and Query, the Southern Illinois University Medical Library's podcast. I'm Lydia Howes, your host and one of many friendly librarians here. Tune in for information about the School of Medicine's activities and research, library events and resources, and anything else that we deem interesting. Earlier this month, the Medical Library went to the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. As part of the Health and Safety Tent, we were able to tell people about free online resources and mobile apps they can use to answer their health-related questions and improve their general health. We also met tons of SIU alumni and proud relatives of current School of Medicine students, so there were plenty of opportunities to chat about the School of Medicine and all the interesting research and outreach we have going on. Don't worry, we also took some time to see the sights of the Progress Show and check out other booths. I admire tractors and other intimidating farm equipment, watched some impressive chainsaw carving, took plenty of pictures, and, fortunately for our listeners, used the library's loanable Zoom recorder to capture some very interesting conversations. Over the next several weeks, Sound and Query will be posting these special, on-location Farm Progress Show installments, so stay tuned. Today, we'll learn about how the Illinois Department of Agriculture and local farmers work together to keep our food safe to eat. I'm with several people from the Department of Agriculture. Is that correct? If you could just introduce yourselves and your title and what you do.
My name is John O'Keefe. I'm the Assistant Bureau Chief for Meat and Poultry Inspection. And we do the inspection and stamping of all wholesale meat in state license facility and some of the federal license facility in the state of Illinois.
My name is Susan Vinson. I am a public service administrator at the Animal Disease Lab in Galesburg, Illinois. When it comes to meat, we do the meat testing of the, we do both private, we have private facilities that use us, and we also, the state managed production facilities, we test the meat for them.
And my name is Dr. Ray Hankus. I'm the Division Manager for Food Safety and Animal Protection. That means that all the state meat inspectors, the Animal Disease Lab that Susan just talked about, and also all of our state animal welfare inspectors are all under my umbrella. I have a wonderful staff at the department, and we work very hard to protect the public, especially when it concerns food safety in our meat supply.
Okay, thanks so much for talking with me, especially so on the fly and out of the blue. I know myself, I'm a city person. I grew up in the city, I live in the city now, and I know next to nothing about how the food comes to my table and how safe it is for me to eat. Is there anything that you would like to tell the city dwellers like me?
I will start out again. This is Ray. We work very hard with very controlled, specific systems to ensure that everyone's food is safe from both a residue and a microbial standpoint. Every day when our meat inspectors go to a plant, they have a list of tasks that they are assigned by the USDA, and they follow that list to a T so that we are doing samples throughout the day based on the type of animal that's being harvested.
Yeah, that's pretty correct, and I agree. And what I would like to add to that is that every animal or piece of meat that you buy in the store was looked at by a state or a federal inspector before it was slaughtered to make sure it was healthy and wholesome. Then it was observed through the slaughter operation the carcass had an exam, and all of its viscera had an exam to make sure it was healthy and everything looked good, that the process to harvest it was sanitary, and that they followed their procedures that we call a HACCP system to make sure that the product is safe. And then there is some random testing done to double check that. And I'll hand you to Susan, who can explain a little bit about the testing we do.
Thank you, John. Yes, we do the testing at the laboratory. We do random samples. And the interesting thing about how we test, we do a, we call it a screen test. So the product is not available to the public that we are testing. It's being held. So this is screening the meat. There has been no infection, nothing wrong. We just screen the meat. And surprisingly, it's incredible how we have very, very few problems. The meat source is very, you know, very, very clean. And if there is, we see a problem on the screening, that's when the inspectors will go into the plant and they will work with the people that are running it, and they will try to troubleshoot if there's any problem. Again, this is before it's even near anybody, any family or anything. It's a pre-screening. So it's an interesting way to try to protect you from any kind of problems with the meat.
And thanks for all the hard work that you do to make sure that the food on our table is safe for us, our consumption. And just one last question. What are some of the things that you are trying to help us avoid by putting in all this hard work in checking out our meat?
Well, it depends on a little bit of what you're looking for. In red meats, cattle, we're concerned with E. coli, and there are some variants of E. coli. E. coli is a bacteria that is around everywhere. And it is in the soil. We have E. coli on us now, but there are some variants of it that can cause trouble. And we've identified those, and we watch for them and monitor them to make sure that they don't accidentally get into the red meat. We also concerned about salmonella, and we kind of check all food products, whether it's chicken, whether it's pork, whether it's beef, for salmonella. And then we also check, some of the poultry will be checked for salmonella and campylobacter. And then the last thing is, there's a concern for food that is prepared, ready to eat, we call it. That it's been cooked and prepared and made ready to eat. And we want to make sure that it has not been contaminated after it was cooked and prepared with a bacteria called Listeria. And so we check pretty carefully for that and have systems set up to try to find that.
Yes, and keep in mind our testing is done on the raw product, so it's uncooked. So if we're not finding on the raw product any problem, then that's telling you when you cook it properly, then you shall be as safe as you could be. And I feel real good about the programs that are going on because of this. We are protecting you and your food on your table.
Food safety is really a partnership between the farmer or producer, the plants that are harvesting and then providing the animals for sale, the retail operations that you may buy your product from, and the consumer. Everybody has to work together to ensure that we continue to have this great, safe food supply here in the United States.
Okay, thank you again so much.
Just as Dr. Ray Hankus mentioned, food safety is a partnership. After I met with the Department of Agriculture and learned about the inspection process, I happened to run into Joe Jeffrey, a veterinarian from Lexington, Nebraska, who demos cattle chutes at the Farm Progress Show every year. In a future podcast, we'll learn about how these chutes protect not only the cattle, but the farmers. He also gave me some insight into the farmer's role in the food safety partnership and how vaccinating cattle helps keep herds healthy and in turn provides us with beef that's safe to eat. I've been talking to the Department of Agriculture about their meat testing. So you're on the other side of the helping farmers understand how to make this meat safe for consumption. Is that correct?
That is correct. We want livestock healthy. You know, with the price of cattle today, we don't want even hurt. We don't even want a bruised leg and bruised bone. And the chutes are now, there's no sharp points on them, nothing like that. So what we try to show everybody is we can handle livestock, whether they're 300 pounders, clear up to 2,000 pounders. In this particular one chute will expand and contract, and we can handle them safely, not harm the critter. What we also do is we vaccinate the cattle. While they're in the chute, we practice. These chutes are designed now, so there's an opening right behind the head cage, probably about a foot wide, because all the vaccines now we are giving are using subcutaneously. Well, I should say not all, but 99% go subcutaneously, and they're in the neck region. That's the cheap part of the meat. If we get an abscess, that's no problem. But if you get an abscess in the muscle, in the hip or something, that's bad. So all the vaccines have been reprogrammed, refixed, so that we can give them all in the subcutaneous shot. So safety and reliability and ease of handling, all that, we're trying to show all that.
I had such a good time at the Farm Progress Show, and I definitely learned a lot. I don't know about you, but as a city girl, I had no idea how much hard work went into keeping our food supply safe. After talking with the Department of Agriculture and Joe Jeffrey, I feel a lot better about the food that I put into my mouth. I look forward to sharing all of the other fun and interesting things I learned while at the Farm Progress Show. So stay tuned over the next couple of weeks. Thanks for listening to Sound and Query. For more information about the library, its services and resources, or to learn about future events and podcasts, please visit our website at www.siumed.edu/lib.